This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Tuesday already. Tuesday, the 19th of November, is upon us. So, let me see, a week and 2 days until Thanksgiving. Everybody is, are they turkey? I was in the grocery store, the food store, last night, and there were turkeys everywhere. And then there were the turkeys that were in the booth. There were a lot of people. I bought champagne last night. I thought you would all get a kick out of that. Victoria right. Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling, because Dr. Ruth told me she had a glass of champagne every night before she went to bed. So I bought two bottles. One of them was $50. I didn't think that stuff was that expensive.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Buy Freshenay. It's good, and it's like $9.
Freshenay? Why didn't I ask you this on Friday? You could have showed me.
I don't know. Wait, I'm confused. So you bought champagne to just have, or so you're going
to
start drinking in
glass?
No,
I drank some last night before I went to bed.
And how did you like it? How's your hangover today?
I had four or five sips. Enough. Uh-huh. I don't know. I usually go to sleep. I can count to three, and I'm asleep. And I was awake for a while.
Did you save the bottle?
Night. Yeah, I didn't drink the whole bottle. I just had a little.
It's going to go flat.
I put the cork back in it.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't last that long, unfortunately.
Well, so maybe
you might want to invite a friend over. You and Sneaker may need to drink the rest of it today, or else it's just going to go flat.
Put a spoon in it. Put a long neck, like a long bottom spoon in it, and it should keep it a little more.
Really?
Fizzy for you. Yeah.
Fizzy. It's fizzy.
I can't believe you devised this cockamamie plan without running it by us. We're the committee.
Well,
we need to know these things.
I just ran it by you. I just happened to think about it when I was in the Trader Joe's, and I asked
now
the
that
guy,
you opened a $50 bottle of champagne, took four sips, and let it go to waste.
Unbelievable.
Let's see what happens.
Are you,
not
like
be,
Robin Williams or something?
Dropping bottles in the crib?
Robin Williams. He's dead.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
The good thing is that Doug never drinks alcohol, so if it's fizzy or not, he probably doesn't know the difference in taste. So he'll just keep drinking it regardless.
Yeah, I mean, it'll have the same benefits whether it's flat or fizzy.
It'll end up in a stew at some point.
Oh, here we are.
Instead of cooking wine, he'll just add champagne.
I've never cooked with wine. I might do that, though.
Oh,
I'm on a real veggie
a horrible
diet.
Idea.
Yeah, all right, so let's fizzle. The world is not fizzling before our very ears, but there always are a lot of things that have to do with the president. So, Jennifer, you can start our, we can do our Trump update. What's going on?
Well, it's day three of the public impeachment inquiry hearings.
I was reading on the plane coming back last night, or yesterday during the day, that the viewership has gone away. People are just not interested, really, in this unless they're hardcore. They're just not
that
people.
That poll yesterday, that ABC poll that came out, that said I think 21% of Americans are following it closely. I forget what the next step up was sort of following it. But 21% was the very.
So we can use that as
the funny thing is,
people.
Well, I think we have to because it's
a huge story, and we do the recaps
and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the people who are following it are the people who have already made their minds up. They're the hardcores on either side. They're the hardcores that are looking for evidence to bolster whether or not they want Trump to go. And I think that's probably the problem for Democrats because I read a poll and I will find it, but they were saying how independents largely are ignoring all this stuff.
Yeah,
that they're not. It's not really sinking in with independents.
I think you're right. Everyone else is exhausted by it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they're not
going to
vote for. Very few independents will vote for Trump anyway, and so that's.
I think it's going to be split.
Independents?
I think independents, half are going to go with him and half are going to go with whoever the nominee on the Democrat side is.
I don't see that in my circle, maybe in your circle, but not my circle.
Well, I think there are a lot of independents who will vote for him based on the economy. And that's...
Mm. Which is good, by the way. That's another report I read on the plane yesterday. The stock market keeps going up and up and up. And people are saying that one of the reasons that it's going up is because folks want, there have been these rumors about, oh, they're going to a recession and it's things are weakening,
yeah,
and yada, yada.
Like they're rooting against us, those
right.
rumors.
Yeah, they, that,
they're
that
like
drives
almost
me
wishing
nuts.
A recession.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Not the case.
Anyway, in any case, today, here's the overview of what's going to happen. Probably the most important day of the week will be tomorrow morning. That's when Gordon Sondland will testify. He is the current ambassador to the European Union who actually has some firsthand knowledge of all this. Everybody else that we've heard from has had secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand knowledge of the phone call.
Will he pull the plug out of this? Is he going to take all the inflated egos down tomorrow?
Sondland?
What do you think?
Well, what's really funny is that both Democrats and Republicans are very excited about his testimony, and both Democrats and Republicans are worried about his testimony because apparently he's a pretty straight shooter, and he has bolstered the claims of the president that there was no... Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I think he's changed his story already, though, right?
Right. He's bolstered the claims of the president by saying there was no quid pro quo, but then he had amended a piece of his testimony a couple of days after he gave it behind closed doors in that deposition. So I think there's a lot of room for Democrats and Republicans to kind of volley to try to get his testimony to come out on their side. So that's the one with the most, there's a lot of attention being paid to him. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. But today, it's going to be Jennifer Williams, who is the aide to Vice President Mike Pence, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. We've heard a lot about him as well. He's the Director for European Affairs at the National Security Council. They'll all be before the committee, and they will be the first people to testify who were actually on the July 25th phone call between Trump and Zelensky. And then this afternoon, there'll be another session at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. That'll be Ambassador Kurt Volker, who's the former envoy to Ukraine, and Tim Morrison, who's the White House aide with the National Security Council. They'll testify before the committee. Both Volker and Gordon Sondland have previously testified in closed-door meetings to the committee that support some claims by Democrats that Trump tried to execute a shadow foreign policy with Ukraine. So they're going to be grilled today. And, I'm sure it'll be more showboating and four witnesses. Right. This will take the whole day.
Right. Lovely. Okay,
now,
meanwhile.
One last question here, because I've been seeing this kind of floating around. Mike Pence's, is it his assistant, the woman?
It's the aide, Jennifer Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's her beef or Trump's beef with her? Because I saw some headlines last night. I didn't have time to read them before I went to bed. But he's already gone on the attack
more
on her.
The same.
Do they not like each other? Or is there anything to
it? I don't know who likes who or whatever, but I know that her testimony, part of it was that she felt it was inappropriate, the withholding of aid. So there's that. Now, the other piece to this is that apparently whoever testified, because keep in mind that they are still doing behind-closed-doors testimonies. The only people that are appearing publicly are the ones that the Democrats, that Adam Schiff is actually signing off on to appear publicly.
Yeah.
And so apparently behind closed doors over the weekend, there was testimony that totally bolsters the claim of Republicans, and they're going nuts because Adam Schiff won't actually allow these witnesses to happen publicly. So expect more of that to happen today, probably in the, you know, in the procedures, in the protocol before they actually start into the testimony. You'll probably hear from Republicans like Jim Jordan and Elise Stefanik saying, when are we going to hear from X, Y, and Z witnesses? So they'll have that going on, which is a piece of this. And we also now know that the Inspector General's report is going to be out between now and probably Thanksgiving, because Michael Horowitz, who's the Inspector General for the Intelligence Committee, is scheduled for a congressional hearing on December 11th, and that's the one that's expected to have some criminal referrals for members of the former administration, for Obama's administration. So it's going to be between now and Christmas.
All right. The president,
let's all remember that. We love each other.
has backed off the ban for e-cigarettes. This is troubling, trying to find the story behind the story here. The president and the fellow who runs Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, were on this in September. That is, they said, okay, we're going to yank them all. The president said, we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our young people being affected. So with the president's support, the Food and Drug Administration finalized a guidance document that would commence enforcement to require all the flavors other than tobacco to be yanked off the market. But since then, that was what the secretary said. Now the president has decided to reverse course after warnings about job losses and voter backlash. What voters are going to be upset about
vapors.
Having this thing yanked?
Yeah.
How many vapors are there?
I don't know.
Well, there are a lot, actually. If you look at all the numbers that come out.
Don't they realize how bad this stuff? What are they, stupid? People that smoke
these
things?
And believe me, you know me, I don't smoke anything. Because
right.
I just, physically I cannot, and mentally I would not. So how about that? But there are a lot of people who use e-cigarettes to try to get off regular cigarettes.
Yeah, that's people, legit. But they
and the number
tobacco
of people,
flavor do that.
The number of people who are smoking real cigarettes is dropping, and the number of people who are vaping is actually going up.
Yeah.
And so I actually, and I've said it all along, I don't know how I feel about banning these things because I think
42 people are dead because of this, though.
But they're dead because they're smoking like weird bootleg cartridges of marijuana that has vitamin
true, Jennifer.
E.
Well,
it is. It has
vitamin
E.
Yeah, the vitamin
E
inside
of it, right.
Yeah, that's true. There are 2,000 cases of vaping lung injuries that have been reported across the
I think separate. I think
country.
There are two different issues here. One, Jen
there
is
are,
absolutely correct
all yes. the time. Yeah,
Jen is absolutely correct. The people who have died from vaping have been smoking the bootleg weed vapes. That is true. However, the separate issue is we need to get this flavored stuff away from kids.
Right.
And that's where I find it troubling to not do the ban on the flavored
stuff.
How
are you going to do that?
Well, a lot of the states have banned flavored, and they've left the regular and the menthol because that's what actual smokers smoke. The kids go after the flavored stuff.
Okay, so
I think it's two separate things.
Banned.
It really is, and they do get conflated. A lot of everybody goes, well, everybody died from the. Well, not necessarily. So, yes, I think that the crackdown on the vitamin E products, obviously that's number one because people are dying. But number two, when you talk about marketing to kids, and already I think Juul has pulled a lot of their flavored products. So the ban was actually going to go on the menthol flavored ones, and I think the president was talked out of not banning that one because that's actually what the
in New York State they just passed Governor Cuomo just passed the legislation that the flavored stuff is out and that's banned. Menthol stays and regular tobacco flavor stays because those are the two that people who are trying to quit smoking use. So I don't know why on a federal level we can't just do the same thing because I think that's fair for everyone.
That's been
and
done
safe.
Here. That's right.
Yeah.
They had a complete ban, and then they yanked back on that here in Massachusetts.
I don't know this to be to be true, but I'd imagine that they're probably leaving it up to the states as they're doing with marijuana and other things. Now, there's an argument to be made. Shouldn't that be done at a federal level? There can be an argument, but states' rights would probably allow them to
that whole federal
do best
situation.
Practice
after
state.
The election. There already is word around amongst the legal folks because of I know this because of what we're doing on the farm, and they. The prediction, and these guys have always been pretty accurate from my lawyers, is that it'll be legalized by the middle of 2021. After the election, mid-year, it'll be
on a federal level.
Who wins. Did you see Joe Biden? Did you see Joe Biden yesterday said that he would not legalize marijuana at all?
Yeah,
he's the only Democrat who has said that.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what happens after he gets a little political pressure on him. He can say a lot of things, as we know. All right, let's get to losing weight as we go into the situation. This is the season of eating. Yum! Let's eat more, and let's eat better, and let's eat whatever it is that you're eating. You can eat healthy foods, but you're still going to gain weight. So if you want to put the brakes on gaining weight, get onto the program right now so you have a fighting chance to make it through till next Valentine's Day without losing weight, without gaining weight. Lose it. Keep it where it is. Calitrin is the way to do that. Collagen protein, main ingredient. It has proven to be lean muscle building, and it's really a great program. Over a course of 6 months, you get on it, you stay on it, and you lose the weight and keep it off. That's the number one thing. So, and you get better sleep, too. You take it just before you go to bed. It really is a great way. 90 days to 120 days to 180 days. That's the way you use this program. Use the code DJV at calitrin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Little preview of the American Music Awards performance. Taylor Swift is on board. Apparently, she's been told she can perform the old music at the upcoming American Music Awards, as it was reported her former label, Big Machine Records, and Dick Clark Productions have reached an agreement. Big Machine said, quote, the Big Machine label group and Dick Clark Productions announced that they have come to terms on a licensing agreement that approves their artist performances to stream post-show and for rebroadcast on mutually approved platforms. Includes the upcoming American Music Award performances for Thomas Rhett and former Big Machine Records recording artist Taylor Swift. So what is the bottom line here? What is all
the bottom line is then Dick Clark Productions reached out and said, no, we didn't reach an agreement, and we didn't agree to create or authorize or distribute any of this statement. This is Big Machine did this on their own without our consent.
So is Dick Clark people good guys or bad guys in this?
They're neutral.
Guy.
They're Switzerland neutral. In this. They're just producing the TV show, and they said, we're staying out of this now, and this is between the artist, Taylor Swift, her management team, and the label. This has nothing to do with Dick Clark. So they're backing away from this completely. But they weren't happy that Big Machine made that announcement saying it was a joint statement.
Good for the show, yeah.
It just seems like this whole company, Big Machine, that they keep putting out these statements saying that we've done this thing and we've talked to them, and it doesn't seem like anyone else has been part of the conversation.
Yeah.
They seem very untrustworthy.
It seems like they're losing in the PR battle right now.
It's big, yeah, of course they are, because Taylor Swift is very popular, and they're acting like bullies. As many big companies that are in the music business or in the entertainment business, that's how they act.
Definitely trying to play the victim card here, too.
Yeah.
They've made statements saying Taylor owes us money, and then her lawyer fires back and says, actually, you owe her money. It's a whole mess.
So this show is on this coming Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
On ABC, Sunday, 8 o'clock.
It should be a really good show. Yeah.
Eastern time. Yeah.
A lot of good performances.
Is this one of those shows, Jennifer, that airs on time in California, so is it on at 5 o'clock, or they play it back?
I think we get played back on this one.
Cool.
Okay. Does he not like your answer? Is that not a good enough answer?
I'm coughing.
I'm like...
Okay, all right, calm down. All right, there we go. That's the Taylor Swift update. 26 after.
Let that sink in.
You're on the DTV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster with Casey Musgraves.
Smoke
it. All right. No smoking for me. Anyway, Casey has done their first female vocal of the year honor. You remember that on the CMA Awards last Wednesday. Now her fans can hear a new song from her in the form of All Is Found from the Frozen 2 movie that's coming. Is it? That's after Thanksgiving.
It comes out on Friday.
Oh, does it? This Friday?
Yeah, the 22nd.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So this was composed by the Frozen songwriting team of Kristen Anderson, Lopez, and Robert Lopez. All Is Found is performed by cast member Evan Rachel Wood as Queen Iduna in the new film, and then reprised at the end by Musgraves. So I don't Frozen. The first Frozen was what's that about? I remember.
I've never seen it, but
It's a Disney movie about a queen and her sister, and she based out of the queen is Idina Menzel, and she has the power to
princess.
Like freeze. Stuff. Or is she a princess? I don't know.
Kristen Bell is in this.
And Kristen Bell is the sister, right?
Yeah.
Soundtrack includes original cast performance of the songs, the score, as well as alternate versions recorded by Panic at the Disco and Weezer. Okay. November 29th, Musgraves will host the Amazon Prime Holiday Special, the Casey Musgraves Christmas Show. So let's see who's going to be on that. Dan Levy. I tried to figure out Schitt's Creek on the plane last night, and I didn't get it.
Did you have to start from the first episode? Yeah,
I did watch the first episode. No, I did watch it. I didn't get it. It looked kind of stupid. 28 past the hour.
Oh, my God.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today, as Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was among administration officials listening in on President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president last July. Allegations are Trump pushed the Ukrainian leader to investigate former VP Joe Biden, and that's at the heart of the impeachment probe. A book written by an anonymous author who claims to be a senior Trump administration official comes out today. A warning is billed as a close look at the dark underside of the administration. Police in Fresno, California, still looking for suspects in the shootings at a football watch party on Sunday evening. Police say at least two suspects entered the backyard and started shooting, killing four people and wounding six others. This is USA Radio News.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed, smart toaster. Friends say, Kristen, you've started a revolution. With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness. Hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to starttherevolution.com, type in promo code Radio 1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's starttherevolution.com and promo code Radio 1. Join my revolution at starttherevolution.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the X Factor, in a manner of speaking, on the radio. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. We're here at your service and on your side, universally speaking. We're going to get to some people in the news, including the fellow who passed gas at the hearings. What's that guy's name? Who passed gas?
It's Eric Swalwell, and he wasn't at the hearings. He was actually on Chris Matthews' show.
Oh, he's on with Chris Matthews. That's a good place to pass gas.
It's a very funny video, but it's not a fart.
Karen,
I just analyzed.
It was very, very loud.
It's a microphone. It's somebody, like he paused.
It's like he was like going after Donald Trump, and then he pauses and he goes right back to it.
It's probably like, what the heck was that sound? It sounds like when someone, moves a microphone and
it's a funny video and it will stay with him for the rest of his life. So congrats, Eric Swalwell. You're now the fart guy.
My favorite thing.
Wait a minute. There's a fart. I have a fart noise here somewhere on my...
Like, the only thing he can do at this point is to go on one of the late night shows and talk about it.
Yeah, when he denied doing it, the oldest thing in the book is whoever, you know, denied
wasn't
it, supplied
me.
It. So you can't say I didn't do it. You've got to joke around with it.
Yeah, you have to.
He was running for president, and so a lot of people are going to town with this. Yes, he ran for president for, a few weeks. And it says, Eric Swalwell, 2020, smelt it, dealt it.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't the old expression, the smeller is the feller?
Maybe.
I haven't heard that one. Oh, I think there's a lot of different ones out there.
I don't know. Okay. New re-election slogan, Swalwell 2020, pull my finger.
Okay.
Perhaps Come on, this is funny.
You should move on. All right, who else is on this list, Victoria?
Well, besides Eric the Fart Swalwell, Kylie Jenner is in the news. And she's in the news for not farting. She's in the news for a really big reason for her and her company, Kylie Cosmetics. She is now $600 million richer. And Coty, the beauty brand that owns CoverGirl, Max Factor, and Clairol, has bought a 51% stake into Kylie Cosmetics. They are valuing her brand at $1.2 billion. And so they were willing to pay $600 million for the 51% stake. Now, Kylie will remain the public face of the brand. She and her team will also still be in charge of product development and creations, and Coty is going to take everything on the marketing side and make sure that essentially, probably eventually, we'll see Kylie Cosmetics in all kinds of drugstores. I'm assuming that's where that's the end game. Right now, you can buy Kylie Cosmetics at Ulta Beauty. She just launched that collaboration, but it's not a global thing to just have, you know, to be at Ulta. There aren't that many Ulta stores. I think there are more Sephora stores than Ulta. So Kylie said essentially this is going to bring her brand into a lot more bathrooms and you know, bedrooms. So this is something that's good news for her. And, of course, it just puts her even further up the youngest billionaire list. So an extra $600 million, good job,
all right,
Kylie.
Just as an aside,
I'm sure her mom
that.
Takes 25% of that.
Right. So just as an aside, the Saudis are going public today with the family business, the Saudi royal family. I forget what the name of the oil company is, but they're going public, and the valuation from Wall Street is that it's worth $1.7 trillion. So the Saudi royals, who really need the cash, will now be basically collectively $1.7 trillion richer. And you think things are going to change over there amongst the public when they see that? I would think that there'd be a little huffing and puffing going on, although there is a distribution there. I don't know how much it is. Like in Alaska, you know, people in Alaska get a distribution from the oil that's sold out of Alaska every year. But I don't know how much that is versus what the Saudis get. But it would be interesting to kind of find that out. All right, so that's just an aside. All right, who else on the list, please?
Meghan Markle is in the news, and we remember a couple weeks ago when she and Prince Harry had that documentary that aired, and she was pretty candid about how tough it's been for her behind closed doors with the tabloids and things like that. And then they also announced that same day that the documentary aired, Prince Harry announced that they were suing the tabloids in Britain. Now we've actually got some details of why they're suing, and a lot of truth has been left out, and I understand completely why they've decided to go after the tabloids. Some of the highlights here, if you want to call them that, for things that the public are learning now for the first time about details and from various stories that the tabloids have left out. When Mail on Sunday, which is part of the Daily Mail, I believe, they published a letter that Meghan had written to her father, Thomas Markle. Now,
how'd they get a hold of it?
No one knows. Either he sold it or the sister sold it. I'm always betting on that crazy sister, the half-sister. She's a nutbird. So I think that's how it got in the hands. Now, the paper claimed that they published this letter in full. And so it turns out that they actually only published half of the five. It was a five-page handwritten letter. And they only published half of it. And they only published the stuff that made Meghan look really bad. And so they said that she was exploiting her father, and how they essentially said that she was really horrible to him and said that he wasn't allowed to come to the wedding and all this other stuff. And the truth is, when you read this, when you read the entire letter, it was totally the opposite. She had actually reached out to him prior to the wedding. She was trying to protect him. She wanted him to be there. That she tried to make special arrangements for him to be at the wedding. Essentially, it's the opposite of what the tabloids had reported.
What a
then
shock.
We get to, I know, then we get to, I didn't even know this story, but apparently they went after her mother, Doria Ragland, too, saying that Meghan Markle had abandoned her mother and that her mother was not allowed to be at her baby shower. Remember the big baby shower that had in New York City that Serena Williams and her friends had thrown? Well, there were claims that it was a $300,000 baby shower. Turns out that was totally a lie as well. And her mother was not uninvited or not invited at all. Her mother actually couldn't make it because she had a work commitment. And so that also comes to light that Meghan was not, you know, ousting her mother from this shower, and that it actually only cost a tiny fraction of how much it was reported. And then the thing that a lot of British citizens have been kind of really upset about is the Frogmore Cottage, which is where Harry and Meghan live, that was renovated. And so the big rumor was that she put in a $6,400 copper bathtub and that she put in almost $650,000 worth of soundproofing, and that she added a yoga studio and a tennis court and a guest wing, all on the taxpayers' dime. Okay, turns out none of that is true. And it didn't cost the taxpayer anything, because the Queen had already started renovating before Harry and Meghan even got married. And this was coming out of the actual Queen's pocket. So there were, and you can see how the British people may not like Meghan Markle very much, beyond the fact that she's American and beyond the fact that she's biracial. They've also been fed a story that their taxpayer dollars have been paying for ridiculous things in the Frogmore Cottage, and it turns out none of it's true. So it looks like, from the evidence that's now coming out, I understand why Harry said he refused to sit back and just do nothing and let the press create this narrative that, from all the evidence, it looks like it's just complete false. And they're obviously attacking her for whatever reason they feel is beneficial, and maybe they're selling a lot of tabloids, but it's kind of a total character assassination on her.
Well, you don't expect anything better from the British press.
But this is even worse, I think, than, like, you know, what normally happens.
So let's see if that applies to in sports, and we keep the people in the focus here for a moment further, because there's more info apparently today on Colin Kaepernick and his bizarre workout on Saturday.
Has he gotten an offer yet? No.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to get one. He stinks.
No. Yeah.
Well,
there are a lot.
Will,
I saw a sports report last
offers,
night
actually, yeah,
suggested that there are a lot of teams that need second and third string quarterbacks. And
that's what Lewis has been saying from the beginning.
But
he doesn't really like him, but
the thing is that a lot of teams are going to weigh, and maybe somebody is desperate enough to bring him in, whether or not he can fit in with the team and whether or not he can actually play as a team. And I think the only thing that Colin Kaepernick has shown in all of this is that he cares more about himself than he does about anything else.
Well, that, it seems, I think that does bear.
Unfortunately, though, when we look at the NFL, I don't really care one way or another about Colin Kaepernick, but who isn't it? I mean, like 50% of the players in the NFL are
And that's their problem. Do they want to add to it? I mean, that really is the problem.
Say that again, Karen. 50% of the players are what?
Not 50%. That's an overestimate.
Well, but
how many people,
40.
How many people in the NFL are distractions? How many of them are domestic abusers? Like, Antonio Brown got, you know, was on one team, left that team. Everybody
well, what does that
him,
say about what it takes to be a good player in the NFL,
well,
too?
What does it say about how the NFL runs their team? You don't hear about this in other sports nearly as much as you hear about it in the NFL. Yeah. And so what's exclusive
and
to them? They permit
and I
that bad
I want to know
behavior.
Why it's so popular. People know that these guys are no good. Why is it
because
that football
you can still like
so
the sport
popular?
And have it corrupted by the players who play?
I don't know. Not with me. I think that's no. Well, yes, maybe, but still, it seems that's a real comment on society. It seems to me, right then and there. A couple of Shop Talk items, just for the heck of it. The fact that that we have this explosion of interest in political advertising. A lot of you listening to this program on your local stations are going to begin almost immediately, if you haven't already, getting the benefit, especially in the early states like Iowa and New Hampshire, some of the other states that are early on. Wouldn't it, New York, California's early too, I think. Isn't it
yeah,
now?
We moved, yeah. For
yeah.
Early
a lot of advertising for various candidates, lots and lots of money being spent there. And back to football for a moment, the Super Bowl, the ad rates for the Super Bowl are through the roof. The amazing thing, they're selling out at like $4 million for...
Well, there's a reason for that, too, because women are now going to watch because of J-Lo and Shakira. So
yeah,
it's a big part of it depends on who the halftime show is.
And the people who do the halftime show don't get paid either.
No.
Very interesting.
But it's global free publicity.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's great promotion. Oh, yeah. Today represents the reading, the dedication of Gettysburg, the American Civil War, a big focus. November 19th, 1863 is the date. The dedication of a military cemetery at Gettysburg during the Civil War. President Lincoln delivered one of the most memorable speeches in American history. It really was. I remember studying this and thinking it was very emotional for him, very emotional at the time, and still is. If you read it, if you get it, listen to somebody read it, someone who has a great voice. The Battle of Gettysburg, which had been fought 4 months before the announcement, was the bloodiest battle of the Civil War. Over the course of 3 days, 45,000 Americans were killed fighting with each other. Charged by the governor of Pennsylvania, Andrew Curtin, to care for the dead, the attorney at the time, an attorney named David Willis, bought 17 acres of pasture to turn into a cemetery for the 7,500 people who had been killed in that battle. He invited Edward Everett, one of the most famous orators of the day, to deliver a speech at the dedication. Almost as an afterthought, Willis also sent a letter to President Lincoln 2 weeks before the ceremony requesting a few appropriate remarks. And at the dedication, the crowd listened for 2 hours to Everett before the president spoke. His address lasted 2 minutes. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people and for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I don't think there's anything more emotional than that, and I don't think there's been a speech in the history of our country that has equaled that, frankly. Nothing. And so, something, it's like, I remember when we studied this in the, I don't know, the eighth grade or something, how emotional I even thought it was at the time. And it marks a horrible time, a horrible period. This man, I think, even better, I think he was our greatest president because, in part, of those words and other actions that he took. And look at what it got him. So, something to remember. Very emotional. Thank you for reminding me, Victoria, of that.
Do you want to talk about Fartgate?
Is that on TV tonight? What's on TV tonight?
Probably will be on TV tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, what's on TV tonight? Yeah.
All right, today.
Come on, quickly. What do we have tonight?
Okay, the Connors are celebrating Thanksgiving tonight. It's a family feud on ABC at 9 o'clock. Let's see, FBI all new tonight. Good show. And you're going to get personal with Maggie Bell, Missy Pergram's character, on CBS. So the night rounds out like this. On ABC, the Connors are new, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, and Black-ish, followed by a new episode of Emergence, and CBS all new tonight. NCIS, FBI, and NCIS New Orleans.
10 before the hour.
Ooh, yeah. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The Tech Talk time here, 53 after the hour. Big news. Victoria Keelan is here to share it with you on Tech Talk from Google and their map thing. I still think Waze is better, but it'll be interesting to see how
Waze is just directions. Here's the difference. Google Maps and Waze both will give you directions. Waze is way better if you're trying to beat traffic. But Google Maps has so many other features that Waze isn't even designed to do. So they really aren't in competition in that sense. Now, Google Maps has a feature that rolled out last year that very few people really know about, but it's actually a very useful vacation tool. And what it does is if you open your Google Maps app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you can click on the timeline link. And then you will discover that Google Maps has actually kept a log of every place that you've been with your smartphone on you. And so it basically has created an historical path for all of your vacations. It's got boring stuff in there like your daily commute if you stop at Starbucks on the way to work or whatever. That's there, too, which isn't that exciting. But when you want to go back to, let's say you were wandering down the streets of Paris and you went into a cafe that you really liked, you went into a museum that you really enjoyed, you saw some sights, all of that is actually logged into your Google Maps app. and into the timeline. And like I said, this has existed for more than a year, but just people don't realize that it's there. And the cool thing about this new update that they've done to it, not only will it keep track of all of the places that you visited during the day, it now has a shareable feature. So let's say your friends or family want to go to a place that you've been, you can then go into your timeline and say, here you go, here's every place that I went. And you send it to them, and it automatically pops up in their Google Maps. So they basically have a tourist guide based on your recommendations and the things that you've already seen and said that you liked. It's a really cool feature. This is something I'll definitely be using. And as vacation season starts, and we're going to be visiting family and friends and everybody else coming up with the holidays, it's kind of a cool thing, especially if you're going to a place, let's say like New York City, if you want to see the Rockefeller tree, and you wander in and out of all the restaurants, it's hard to keep track of, if you're a tourist, where you were, what you liked, what you didn't. And so Google Maps will do all of this for you. So, if you physically go into a place, it's going to note it, which is really cool. And so you can turn on, and this is not something that you don't have control of, you can also turn it on selectively. So if you know that you're going to be going on a vacation and you want Google Maps to be on and logging things for you, you can turn that on, and then you can also turn it back off again when you get back home, and you don't need it tracking your daily routine. But it is a very fun thing, and it's super easy to do. And so I think this is probably the best vacation tool, that, and it's free, that we've had in a while.
Okay. The Motorola Razr phone is back. But the question is, would you buy it? Is it worth buying?
The Geek Out.
The return of the Motorola Razr is official. The iconic flip phone before smartphones is now the smart flip phone. But do you want one? The Razr looks like the old Razr until you see the full-length screen unfold as you open it, and that's cool, right? Well, the processor isn't as fast, it's missing a competitive camera set, and many other features of the best smartphones on the market today. But the biggest con may be simply the folding screen, and the questions of how durable these things are for first-generation products. Then when you add in the silly $1,500 price tag, well, the new Motorola Razr looks cool, but it's probably for a very specific customer. We've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
Just a quick note, don't put anything in an email that will embarrass you in the future. Remember that. Assume the world can see your emails. You shouldn't communicate in any way when you're angry. That's something to remember about technology. Here's something from Samsung that may be good, especially if you're a Star Wars fan, yeah?
Yeah, this is super cool. If you're a Star Wars fan, I think Samsung has really hit it out of the park with this. Starting on December 20th, they will release, well, the Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, that comes out on December 20th. Now, Samsung, in anticipation of that, has announced a special Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. It uses the character Kylo Ren for inspiration. It will be on sale in the U.S. December 13th. It's a hefty price tag, $1,500, but it's got really cool features, a red lightsaber style S Pen, and it's all black and has red trim on it. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren themed box. You also get Galaxy earbuds with a red inner casing and a Kylo Ren themed leather phone case. It's super, super cool.
All right. Cool stuff here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.